Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Watson. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Watson steals second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman bunts towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0 for 1 in the game. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Fregosi reaches third base with a triple. Dyer scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-0 in the game. Koosman bunts towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms strikes out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Howard reaches second base with a double. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffin moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0-for-2 in the game. Citino hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Wynn steals third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Watson reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. May goes all the way around to score. Watson moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Astros, 3. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fregosi is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Agee reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms misplays the ball. That's an error on Helms. Agee scores. Boswell moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Marshall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Fred Gladding now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dyer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard has Marshall trapped. The throw from Howard to Rader and back to Howard, who tags Marshall out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Tug McGraw now pitching. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0 for 3 in the game. Cittino hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Watson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fregosi. The throw from Howard and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hazu Alou pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.